From Saudi Arabia comes word of an organ transplant at a Jeddah hospital. A uterus was transplanted from a 46-year-old donor to a woman who was 26. The recipient had had a hysterectomy and wanted to have another child. After 3 months, blood clots developed and the organ was removed. This has just become public, but it happened 2 years ago. Arthur Kaplan is director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. And Arthur Kaplan, first of all, I want to ask you, from what you've read, would you describe that as a successful transplant or an unsuccessful transplant?
Unsuccessful so far. It's useful to know that you can take a uterus and have it stay inside another person's body for a few months, but you can demonstrate that in animals. And the same things have been with the same problem, blood clots basically requiring removal.
I want to ask you about an ethical problem or a medical problem that I gather would surround the transplanting of a uterus, and that is that one would have to administer very heavy medication, I'm told, immunosuppression medication, to avoid rejection of the tissue, and that if the point is for a woman to become pregnant, if you had to take that throughout pregnancy, it might counteract the whole purpose of having a uterine transplant.
Anyone who's getting a transplant of an organ or tissue from another person, unless they're an identical twin, is going to have to take immunosuppression so the body doesn't attack the organ or tissue that you put in. So if you transplant that uterus, you're going to have to take some pretty powerful drugs. Normally, if you transplant a heart or a liver or a lung, you're going to die if you don't get the transplant. When you're transplanting a uterus, the risks become more significant because you don't need that to live. The other risk factors, obviously, for any child that you did have, they're going to be exposed to drugs. So it adds an additional layer of risk to say, I'm going to do this in order to have a child, when that child is going to be subjected to some pretty powerful pharmacology as part of the pregnancy.
I want to ask you a question as a bioethicist here. The recipient in this case was a Saudi woman who wanted to have a baby in a country where there is no use of surrogate mothers. That's considered impermissible. And I gather adoption is both uncommon and in many instances banned. I wonder if that suggests that the ethics of transplants might be culturally bound. That is the whole calculus of what is gained through a transplant and what the alternatives are, is that relative to what society we're talking about? And would transplant ethics in Saudi Arabia be different from ethics in the United States?
Well, it's a great question, and I think the answer to it is it most certainly is contextual. There are certainly countries, Saudi Arabia being one of them, Japan being another, where having your own child is very important from the point of view of passing along the family name and lineage. From the point of view of the ethics of it, then you have to ask yourself, is it important still to present to someone who says, I need to have a child with my husband, and I must give birth to that child myself, the options and alternatives of adoption, of using a donor or a surrogate? I think you do have to do that as part of good medical ethics wherever you practice. The problem is that in some countries, some of those options are not going to be viable or are not going to be accepted.
Is the transplant of a uterus, as you understand it, at the forefront of the biology of transplants, or is it a fairly easy thing to imagine doing?
It's a very tough thing to imagine doing. It's technically hard because the uterus has a very complicated blood supply. And while I think sometimes we think, well, the hardest thing out there to transplant might be the heart, in terms of connecting up the organ, the uterus is kind of the champion of difficulty in this regard. Very, very difficult organ just to surgically move. I won't say there isn't much of a future here, but the future is pretty far down the road.
Arthur Kaplan, thank you very much. For
My pleasure.
Arthur Kaplan is the director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. He spoke to us from Philadelphia.